The study by the National Institutes of Health followed the progress of at least 1,300 children from birth to the early years of puberty. Some stayed home with a parent, a nanny, or a relative. The rest spent at least 10 hours a week in large daycare centers. At least one of every four American children spends time in these facilities. Psychologist Margaret Birchenall of the University of North Carolina, a co-author of the study, found definite behavioral changes by the time the children were nearly 12 years old.
Our results suggest that children who had more center-based child care, more than, say, 2 or 3 years, are showing more arguing, talking back to teachers, perhaps hitting and fighting, not following rules, but just slightly more, not the kind that would make you go into a classroom and say, this child had child care and that child didn't.
But there was also good news about these daycare children. Many who attended effective child care centers scored higher on vocabulary tests at age 10. One mother boasted of her daughter's ability to express herself.
She's got an outstanding vocabulary, and I'm sure that her time in the school here has contributed to that.
The study evaluated the quality of care given to children ages 1 to 4. Dr. Birchenall says interaction between teachers and children makes a big difference.
Is she talking with them? Does she seem to like them? Does she enjoy them? Or is she kind of being like a second grade teacher and sitting behind the desk and not really interacting very much with the children? How are the children interacting with each other? Are they being nice kids, or are you seeing a lot of negative behavior?
The researchers want to continue the study. One important question still unanswered is why behavior problems persist for years after daycare is over. Other studies have shown that disruptive behavior can spread among the children themselves, but then stops when a parent comes into the room. Authors of the daycare study want parents to be reassured that the greatest influence still comes from a child's mother and father. Melinda Smith, VOA News.